This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good, Kip. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I've been doing some world travels, and we've had some stuff going on at work with team building and stuff like that. So I'm glad to be back to the daily grind a little bit. Coach, we go to Monroe, 3.5-hour bus ride. We get off the bus, and we jump out to a 28-0 lead, and before you know it, we got one under control early last Friday night, and I know you were pleased with that.
Yeah, you definitely want to have those under control quickly, but I was definitely pleased with the way we handled the bus ride, the trip over there. I was a little worried about coming off the bus and being a little sluggish in the beginning, but that wasn't the case. The kids came out fired up, ready to go, and it was the best first quarter of football that we've had all year.
Coach, that Wolf Pack, as they call themselves, those two running backs, Hill and Simmons, they are becoming a force in this region. Talk a little bit about them and their play. They kind of, you know, set the tone, them and Anthony Mountain last Friday night.
Oh, definitely. You know, both those guys had another good showing. They both had over 100 yards total, not just rushing, but 100 yards in total. I think Jacoby was around 90 yards rushing, and then he had 14 or something yards, in the air. And then also Ree had 80 yards rushing and a 31-yard pass play. So he also got over 100 yards. Both of them combined for a lot of yards. Matter of fact, over 200 of our 400 total yards.
Coach, if the season ends today, is Jacoby Hill the region player of the year on offense?
He's definitely, yeah, I believe so. I know he's leading the region in touchdowns. He's having a phenomenal year. You know, right now I think he'd be region player of the year offensively speaking. You know, I don't know about the region player of the year total, but he definitely has my vote.
Coach, it all starts up front with the offensive line. Xavier Ramsey is having an all-star year, all region, maybe some consideration for higher honors. He is really he's the leader of that offensive line.
He's doing a real good job at center. And the thing about Ramsey, you know, he's been a 3-year starter for us. But if you look, he's started at every position. He started his left tackle for us when he came back from a wrist injury that he had in his sophomore year. And then he played guard for us also. He's played right tackle. He's bounced back and forth. And now he's playing center. I mean, so he could do it all. And he's finally getting a little bit of colleges looking at him. I know, I believe it's Reinhardt that's offered him. Hopefully he'll get a few more offers. But he's looking like he's going to have a really good year, and it looks like he's going to get all-region year as well.
Coach, what does it mean to have an offensive lineman that is versatile and can play multiple positions along the front?
Oh, it's huge. That's one thing I got to give Coach Grady credit for. I mean, our offensive line knows every position on the line, and we're always looking for that guy who can snap the ball. But when you can play all of them, you know, Caleb Cook, he can do the same thing. It just, you know, gets us in situations where if we have somebody go down, we can move things around an offensive line, and it's not as bad as a hole as it could be.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your wide receivers are starting to make plays. I know you were a little concerned early in the season about the group, the talents there. They just weren't making plays. Now they're starting to make plays all over the field, and you got to be pleased with the progress there.
Yeah, it is coming on. A lot of that has to do with chemistry with the quarterbacks. You know, both quarterbacks are healthy now, and with them being healthy, and that's a big a big thing with a lot of the miscues is you got to have the repetitions, you know, with throwing and catching. And now that they're starting to get those repetitions, the quarterbacks are getting familiar, knowing the receiver speed. The receivers are understanding how the ball's releasing out of the quarterback's hands. And so that's coming along. Also, with that consistency will be the offensive line. Going back to them again, is we are getting better at pass protection. And the better we get at pass protection, the more time the quarterback will have to throw an accurate ball. Hopefully this trend will continue. We're about to get in region play. Our region, especially with Richmond Hill being one of them, and, you know, GA is the same way. They tend to be really aggressive on the defensive side and coming after it. But I don't know if they're going to be more aggressive than what we saw out of McIntosh blitzing every play, what we saw out of Monroe, what we saw out of New Hampstead. We're starting to handle the blitz extremely well. And if we continue to do that, we'll be, you know, we'll have receivers open in one-on-one situations, and they'll have chances to make plays.
Coach, talk about the 69-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Mountain to Che Foy in the first half of that football game last Friday night. It was a thing of beauty, and it was a perfectly thrown ball. And just go over the play call there.
Well, when you look at everything, the play we called was basically for him to read the strong safety. The strong safety, if he would have stayed high, he was going to throw an out route. If he jumped the out route, we were going to go over the top and throw to post. And we've been practicing it quite a bit. And be honest with you, a little nervous about the play call. I knew the play was there, but we haven't connected on that play. And if you go back to the Camden game, we missed a touchdown on that same exact play. We overthrew that one for a touchdown, and then we did it to the other side, and we dropped it for a touchdown. So we know that's a good play for us, and this defense that we saw out of Monroe was giving us that same type of look. We took a shot, and Anthony Mountain stepped up in the pocket under pressure. I believe it was 3rd and 8. And made an accurate throw, and our receiver ran under it, made a great catch. So it looked exactly like you wanted to look. And then, of course, capped it off with a good run into the end zone.
Coach, you're going into this game against Monroe. We won 42-0. But Monroe was a 3-3 football team going into that game. And they played some teams like Thomas County Central and people like that and played them tough. And we just went in there and pretty much manhandled them. Well, the folks out there say, well, Monroe wasn't very good. They had some athletes.
They do, and the thing is that you can't ever control what people say or whatnot, but, you know, everybody on our schedule, just to let you be aware of, everybody on our schedule that we played last year made it to the second round of the playoffs or better, except for McIntosh and Camden, who got upset in the first round. Besides them, everybody else on our schedule were a team that advanced in the playoffs, and you're going to see that again this year. Matter of fact, you might even see McIntosh get in there the way they're starting to play. So, you know, Monroe, they're a good football team. They have some things that they got to fix. We might have exposed some stuff, but when they get into their region play, and I think they're going to do well.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that defensive performance last week. More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, I didn't think we could play better on defense than we played against New Hampstead, but we held Monroe to under 100 yards of total offense last Friday night. Talk a little bit about that defense and how it all got started. What was working well last Friday night?
The first thing you got to do is you pay attention to the front, and we did. We knew that we, again, our defensive line and linebackers were a little bit better than what they had up front. And we knew if we didn't let their quarterback get comfortable, real similar game plan to a week ago, that we would be able to cause them issues. But in order to be aggressive up front like that, your back end has to play solid, you know, man-to-man coverage. And we did that. And now welcome back, Octavius Butler. He added another dimension. You know, a week ago it was Crump that was causing all the issues, and now you had Crump and Octavius Butler out there at the same time to go along with Devin Lafayette and go along with and Devin only played a half, and go along with the way Ryan Buckley's been playing, and then you still have PJ. Justin Acra that has his motor going, and it's then you got A.J. Wilson, who's the defensive player of the game, the way he made tackles. That's a lot of speed out there on the defensive side of the ball, and when we get everybody out there running around and doing what they're supposed to do, we will cause teams some trouble, so.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the defensive line. We're still a little undersized on the front, but these guys like Neubauer and Acra and guys like that are
Wilkerson,
they're holding up and they're getting penetration. And I've seen a marked improvement. Teams were attacking us with the speed sweep. Now we're getting penetration against the last couple of games, and we've shut that play down.
We have, especially on the edge. I mean, yeah, you have Wilkerson, who's learned how to play it a lot better than he was playing it earlier in the season. He's got a lot of reps of trying to fix it. He's showed that he's coachable in doing that. And then you have, you know, Devin Lafayette. We made an adjustment for him and A.J. Wilson to get their speed out there on the edge. And again, with the addition of Crump and the addition of Butler, you have that. And then I'll tell you what, someone else who's been playing really good football, he drives you crazy Monday through Thursday, but on Friday he's playing well, is Hampton. You know, on the D line as well, but you know, Hampton, Neubauer, then the freshman Thomas, all those guys are playing really good on the inside, and then having Butler back allows us to move Justin Acker around, and when you can move Justin Acker around and you don't know where he's going to be, he can cause issues, especially if we can match him up on a weaker offensive lineman. Because he knows how to play every technique, and that helps out tremendously.
Coach, you bring up an interesting point. You're talking about Monday through Thursday. There's just certain kids every year, it seems like, that Monday through Thursday, they give you a migraine, and when the lights come on Friday night, it's just – You're asking yourself, where has this guy been all week?
Oh, I know. And you know, with these seniors, they frustrate you. Well, they'll be gone here in the future. But heck, the ones that we're talking about are underclassmen that are doing it. We got a kid on the back end too, Derek Smith. Derek Smith is a very good athlete. But we're like, how are we going to get this kid on the field? He keeps busting these coverages. But every time we put him on the field on Friday night, he's a gamer. He comes through and he does good things. And that was something we were concerned about with the Gadsden's kid. Yeah. You know, earlier on, but then when Gadsden came in place of Demetrius Hardy, and we watched the way he played, something just clicked in that sucker, and he showed that he's a gamer also. So, I love the kids that practice hard Monday through Thursday, but I really like those gamers.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your linebackers, kind of a group that you were worried about coming into the season. We're undersized, but Cameron Crump, I want to talk about him specifically. This guy, if you walk past him in the hallway at school, you'll say, there's no way this kid's a football player. But on Friday night, you see, I call number 34's name a lot on the radio. He seems to be just about everywhere.
Well, he has a nose for the football, and he's hard to block. I know he's small, he's undersized, and when a big offensive lineman or something gets on him, there's really nothing he can do. But it's hard for that big offensive lineman to get on this kid. He's extremely quick, and he just he has a nose for the football. He knows how to find the football and get around it, and he has a motor that don't stop, and that's another thing. You can't replace a motor in a kid. He might mess up technique-wise. He might be small. But when he just gets after you relentlessly and he has no quit in him, and that's how he attacks life. He's that way in everything he does. He gives 100% of himself, and you get the most out of him. And if you get players that are doing that all over the place, if every player we had on the team would play with the same heart that Cameron Crump plays with, you'd be undefeated.
Coach, is Devin Lafayette starting to play like an all-state football player?
I think so. I mean, you know, you look at it, I don't know if his stats will get to that, but when you watch game tape and film, I'll tell you what, receivers are going to think twice about catching the ball across the middle if Devin Lafayette's back there, because he's gonna hurt your feelings. He's a very good hitter. He's also doing a lot. He's so much more improved than a year ago when it comes to his coverage. The way he gets downhill, and he's a jack of all trades for us. We move him to the strong safety spot, and then we can move him up to the line of scrimmage. We can blitz him and knife him off the edge if needed to. We can drop him back in coverage. He can play man. We can drop him in zone, and he can play a two deep. He can play single free high. He can roll down, play flats. He's a jack of all trades. I think this is a kid that best football is yet to come. I don't think we've seen it yet.
Coach, tell me about this new kid that I saw on special teams.
AJ. Yeah.
AJ, he's making plays. He hit their best receiver one time in coverage and sent him off with his shoulder hanging. This kid, he's got a chance to make an impact on this football team.
He did. AJ was a late addition to the team when he got to our school. He was a transfer kid, and he came in, and we noticed right away he was a pretty good athlete. We originally were going to play him on the offensive side of the ball, but then we lost a few defensive kids for off the field issues, and then we also had some injuries. With Freddie Towns going down with his shoulder, we needed to create some more depth in the defensive backfield. We knew this kid was a very good athlete, and figured that he can get on the field faster if we moved him to defensive back, and we put him on special teams. We noticed how he was running down on kickoff. He was making plays on kickoff, whether he made a tackle or not. He caused havoc. He was doing his job. He was giving 100% in practice. We've actually put him back as a returner because he's got great speed. We put him on at safety for the first time in the second half, and he played extremely well. So he's definitely an addition that I think is going to help us with depth throughout the rest of the year.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about special teams, and then we'll get into the four games that count, starting with Richmond Hill. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, big improvement on special teams last Friday night. Kick coverage was outstanding. Didn't miss an extra point. And the punt game, we had some nice booming punts last Friday night. So you got to be pleased with the progress there.
Well, you know, earlier we were talking about the defense. One thing we didn't really mention yet, but it has to do with our punt team as well. You know, our and kick coverage. Our coverage teams played really well, and we were able to pin Monroe deep. You know, on the kickoffs, they weren't getting, you know, past the 35, really. I think only one time they had a decent return, but besides that, they weren't getting past the 30, 35-yard line. And then even when we stalled and we had a punt in the football, we were getting some nice booming kicks off, which really started to pin them deep. And with that, Monroe had a hard time stringing together first downs, and they couldn't get across the 50-yard line. And a lot of that has not just great defensive play, but it was because of our coverage teams as well.
Talk a little bit about – we got Monroe behind the chains a lot last Friday night. Got him in some second and long situations. Talk about the importance of first and second down defense. Our third down defense last week was – they were 0-for-9 on third down conversions, but it starts on first and second down.
It does. And when we are fortunate enough to get you behind the chains, we are very athletic on the back end. And – you know, for teams to get open in the passing game against us, it's not real easy. You know, when we're playing well, when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and the last couple of weeks we've been playing well, especially on that back end. Well, across the board, but on the back end we've been doing real well. So if we get a team in the second long or third and long, or get them in a passing situation, we feel real confidence about it. So yeah, first down and second down, it's real important that we are able to get them in a situation where we call it the money down. We get to right. The money down to get off the field. And, teams are, going to try to power us. I think that's what we're going to see out of Richmond Hill.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to run the ball majority of the time on first down to try to get them in a second and manageable down, or maybe even a third and manageable, so they keep themselves out of third and long situations.
Coach, you brought them up, Richmond Hill. Region starts this Friday night in Richmond Hill. We go up to their place, and we've been pretty successful there over the years, and it's going to be another tough ball game. Well-coached teams, evenly matched teams, athlete for athlete. We went up there 2 years ago. We're watching the film for 2 years ago. We got down 14-0, then Jalen Jackson turns the game on a kickoff return, and then we go from there. This is a series that you look at the scores, you see 39-34. They tend to be shootouts against these guys.
Yeah, and this year I'm having a feeling it's going to be a defensive battle. Both defenses are pretty salty this year. They're really good up front. Their defensive line is solid, and their running game is pretty good also. And I just have a feeling it's going to be a battle, and the team that is able to get their offense going in rhythm, I think, is going to be the team that's going to end up winning this thing. I think you're going to see two defenses really getting after it. I have a feeling this is going to be a little bit lower scoring game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit about Richmond Hill on offense. We saw that Camden score. The quarterback got hurt. In that ball game, I'm not sure, but he was out for a couple of weeks, and they had a couple of setbacks, but he's back now, and he brings a whole different dimension to their offense.
Right. When I don't know his name, but he's number 12. When 12's in the ball game, their offense is a lot better. He adds another dimension. When he's not in the game, they're pretty much a one-dimensional team. I mean, they have a backup quarterback, 18, can throw the ball all right, but he can't throw the ball like number 12 can. 12's a better quarterback, and You'll see them in like Wildcat stuff and stuff like that when they're not in there. And you can really dial into the run game because the passing game isn't much of a threat. But when 12's in there, you have to defend the whole field.
So they like to run the football. They're kind of a power team. And that's different from a couple of years ago when they had these cats going to West Virginia and things like that, receivers. But they've gotten bigger, they've gotten stronger, and they've turned into a pretty good football program up there. Well-coached football team.
They are. And they, you know, they got abilities to make plays. They got, you know, Sam's younger brother, matter of fact, on the team, and he's definitely a threat. Also, and they got some dudes all over the field, and you know, we just got to make sure we do a good job with what we know how to do, play within our means, and when we do that, we'll be fine. I know they are bigger and stronger up front than they used to be, but I think we are too.
Coach, offensively, we have run the football well against everybody that we played this year. We're going to game plan. We're going to have to go up there and run the football. But I know you want to get better in the passing game as well. So talk a little bit about offense and going up against that defense of theirs.
Well, I do like the way we've been playing offense lately because we've been very balanced. And, you know, when you look and we're throwing for over 200 yards and rushing for 200, that's about where you want to be. So I'm pleased with that. We do have to maintain that balance. We do have to keep them off balance in doing that. And, you know, we can't come out and just run the football every time on first and second down and throw it on third. We have to mix it up against these guys. And if we keep them on balance and keep them guessing, then our offense has the ability to explode.
Coach, we should have a bunch of fans make that trip up there Friday night. It's the first region game of the year against a team that going into the season, a lot of people were saying Richmond Hill, Glen Academy were the two favorites in the region. So talk a little bit about what it would mean to have a big crowd support in Richmond Hill on Friday night.
Oh, it'll mean a lot, you know, for us. This game's a big game for us, and we get a nice home field advantage if we can get them all on the road. And it's we've been playing really good football here on the road. If, you know, we've won the last two games. This is a fourth road trip in a row. And if we can win three road trips in a row, that definitely says something, especially when you get into playoff time. But this game's huge. We're only going to go and take it one game at a time. But this is one of the more dominant teams in the region. And if we can get this win right here, we're setting ourselves up to be in really good shape coming down the stretch.
After this Friday night, Coach, we do not leave Glen County until the playoffs.
That's right. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's travel. Let's get on the road. Let's come support our guys and watch how well we've been playing. And hopefully we'll continue this trend and gain some momentum. So when we do come back home, you know, hopefully we'll be on a three-game win streak and that momentum will carry when we're home.
Coach, you got still a relatively young football team. You got a few seniors, but the majority of the team is underclassmen. What does it mean to you as a coach to watch these kids get off the mat at 1-3 and bounce back and get now in position going into the region schedule with a lot of confidence now? And what does that mean to you as a head coach and your staff?
Oh, just watching player development and watching the chemistry get together. It's exciting. You know, the team is really starting to come together and the chemistry we're having, they're starting to trust. That was a big thing that we had to talk about. We had a little character education program we put in place in the off season, and it's really starting to show. Our kids are starting to care more. Yeah, everyone wants to win, but not everyone wants to put forth the work to win. You really got to care about it. And our kids, we adopted this all about the family, you know, mentality, and the kids are buying into that mentality, and they're not, you know, just playing for themselves anymore. They're actually playing for each other, the type of guys that we are counting on during the season. And the more kids that we get to adapt that philosophy and the better you're going to be. And our staff has definitely done that. And we've, you know, emphasized it with our kids, and the relationship pieces are better. And as that improves, I think the team's is going to be harder to beat because we're going to play together and we're going to play as a family. And if we play together, play as a family, don't care about who gets credit, as long as when we're successful, the entire team's successful, whether Jimmy made the play or Joe made the play, they both feel like they made that, made the play together. Kind of like Ree and Jacoby have how they have that feed. When one scores, the other one feels like they score too. And if we just continue to grow like that as a team, I think it means everything in the world.
Coach, I read a quote this morning. I do read, by the way. I read an inspirational quote this morning from Derek Jeter, Hall of Fame player for the New York Yankees. He said, "There may be players out there that's more talented than you, but there's never an excuse for anybody to outwork you."
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was also the message we gave yesterday. You know, we've been sending the message, hey, pretend you're a senior. And this is the last practice. Say it's senior night. There is no playoffs. There is no college football. There's just, this is it. This is the last game. This is going to be the last practice. Are you satisfied with the way you practiced today? Just bring it on you. Did you not give 100%? And I said, answer to me, answer yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. And can you answer yourself honestly? And if when we can get our team to practice like it's the last practice that they're ever going to do in their life, if we can get them to play like it's the last game they're ever going to do in their life, like it's the last snap they're ever going to have in their life, if they will continue and learn how to practice that way, the sky's the limit on how good you can become.
All right, Coach, any last comments?
No, just what we talked about earlier, going and supporting us on the road and getting us off to a win here in the region. This is going to be a great game. It's going to be an important game. It's going to be an exciting game. You don't want to miss it. And as always, go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and we'll see you again next week.